Rabbi Yossi Chazan Pasha's Emor Lag BaOmer.
To begin with a personal story. 4 years ago, this week I was in Sunday and Monday, Pesach Sheni, the after. I had the schus to be by Kibbutz Tzadikim with a fine group of Yigulite. And Sunday, Pesach Sheni, we went to Mad, to the Shemotchai, the Tzadikim with the Galaria. And then we went to Rav Heschel Liska, then we went to Eel, to Yitzbach Moshe, and then we went to Feilik Erestir. And we came back on late Monday night, and Tuesday, all my daughters started calling me frantic, and they were spiders. I have an Einikel, who 4 years ago suddenly took ill. And it was mamish critical, the doctor said he had two major operations, like... People of the world, shluchim did gevaldige mitzvahs. They have a whole bunch of schusim. Baruch Hashem, he came out alive, contrary to what the doctors. But they said he'll never ever walk again. So I told Punkti came out like this time. I told my daughter, take him like ba'umer. It's a zman mesugul for refuz. Take him to Rebbe's oil and daven vein zechuf daven. Like you do, everyone knows that the Tzemach Tzedek said, Melech, Roifei, Neman, Verachman is Rosh Tevis Meiron. In the Lekel Baruch, you say every day, the fifth Midah. Oysach Hadoshes, Baal Mulchama, Yisrei Yatzadokos, Masmiach Yishuas, Bairi Rufuas is the fifth. Which can I get Hoy? Like Ba'imr, the Choy Sheva Hoy? It's the Sugal for Rufuas, there's many, many Gimakris, ain't come with him. Baruch Hashem, after that, eventually he was able to walk. Alanga Maisa. Aber he had no sensation in the lower half of his butt. Didn't feel anything. You could put a pin, no garage. Which is a kid's Ramas. Tuesday, I come back to Manchester from Kibbutz Tzadikim, and my daughter is like going crazy. They're putting this moly of spirals. Sunday, like after like 12 o'clock, whatever, my daughter says they used to work, they work with him, they give him therapy, and my two daughters work there. And suddenly, for the first time in 4 years, he feels. So the my daughter, who's the mother of the baby, says, Tati is zikr davening now at Kibbutz Tzadikim. They knew I was going overseas. Mom, it's unbelievable. I was like, stark bespiles. So he declared, if I tell anybody, I'm like, I'm almost totally came after Dover. And then I remembered that a few years ago, I was in Kiryat Tzatz. I was in Tanya. I got an invitation. The Rebbe was making chasana for an angel. So at the Kabbalah's Pondim, he said a Moiri Tikavor, which I think it's Margalit the Pumi says regularly. It's a Moiri Tikavor. David HaMelech, the Im Zvir Yisrael, says, Ma Oshiv Lashem Kol Tag Moloi Alai, the Dorei Hashem Hashalim, etc. What's the shot? I've said this many times. There's a concept, a problem. The Yushalmi says in Tainis that Im Masriyam on Maisinism. You're out to David for miracles. The Gemara says that... Kamagarua, this person, the Shtanolay Sidre Brish. So the Bacharshar famously asked in Shabbos, of Aleph, right, the din is Nahaloch, in Arachayim, two places, that on Chanukah, Purim, the first and forgot to say, Alanisim, what do you do? You're not Choyzer, but you're still in the middle of benching by the Rachman, Chahakarayim, Harachman, Uyasa, Lodon, Nisim, and the Floyds, Geshem, Shasis, Lavishay, 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 So the Bacharshar, how could you ask the Abrist of miracles? We just said Ein Masriyin al Ma'isin Nisim, and there are many, many answers. So one of the answers given is Bort Yeshua's Yankiv in Aruch Chaim, Zimin Tov Reish Pebeis, and he says Bamedvorim Amurim. If you can't ask the Eibushter for a nes bechashul, person's wife is muberes, he rotsu in gentle vlad should be a zocher. Chazal say it's filoshov. Who knows? But what happens if it's a nes and it comes bepirsum? So although Chazal say that a person who had to come onto an S is menakin loyim yizkui, you forfeit your zkuyus. The kiddush shem shemayim, that there's an eibush in the world, that overweighs the menakin loyim yizkui. So a yoyis, the miracle of Chanukah and Purim, were pumdi. Such miracles you're allowed to ask for. So brings the Benayo, and therefore the Sefer Milah de Chassidusa and Sefer Chassidim says, it brings a kasha from Leshe Leib Sasser. Everyone knows the famous Zoyer, Lag BaOmer. The Zoyer, the Medrash says of Yikurabo, that Rosh Hashanah Bayechoy had a Talmud who went to Chutz Laretz and came back a millionaire. So other Talmudim said, we'll also go to Chutz Laretz. So Rosh Hashanah Bayechoy didn't want it. He knew it was in their mind. So he took out his Talmudim to the Biko, and he said, Biko, Biko, Ismali, didn't resolve. And the whole Biko, the whole was full of ashes. You want Zov? Tool. Take whatever you want. The end, they didn't take, whatever. Right? So the Charaya that he made, an open miracle, a valley full of, didn't resolve. Frekman the Shaila, but the Gemara says in Tainus, remember the fellow who was asleep and he had to pay the workers, his father had to pay the workers, and he said, to Eino, Ismali Peris, and prematurely, suddenly the Peris come out, and he was Nenash because he was Matzriach the Eibishter for things that Olam Ayilu Midera Chatel. How do you reconcile the Te'ena and the Din Rizu? So the Sforim say, right? There's many ways to answer Derech Agav. You know, the Rishur Mechow is Gemara says, Be'ilu is Melumah Benizu. People who nace in Teva, no different, they get out there by miracles. And the Teres Chayim says in Mesechta Sanhedrin that the Te'ena was done through Sheamus, which is a different suit. But anyway, the simple answer is that the Te'ena was a private thing in his garden, in his field. But the Bika Bika was something which is done for all the Talmidim with the Kiddush Shem Shemayim. And therefore it's brought to the Shamalei Rav, brings in the Sefer Avnei Amoki, if a person had an S, and he's Saraloi, because of Menachem is Chirizim, he should make a Suda Seido, and then should be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim Beravim, and if that's Chos, you don't have to worry. And Al Pizeh, they answer, Pasuk said, Eber Shel Avram, Al Tira Avram, Anoichi Morgan Loch, Schor Chaharbe Noi, what's the flow? And the Medr says, because Avram was scared if he'll have a miracle, the Eibishter has to intervene. Is Menachem the Chiyosim? Says the Eibishter, everyone knows it. So the Kiddush Shem Shemayim. And that's the difference between Yankiv. By Yankiv Avinu, it says, says the Targum, reading the Loshen, Aru Yechid the Avris Yaskartin. I crossed the Yarden individual, alone. What's that? Katoyim team, we call a chasodim. He's scared of Menachem of his chiyus, so he loses his char. Because the Abish had to split the sea for him. Why? What's different than, because he went, given Makli of art, he said, the Targum Yechidoi, he went alone. Alone, you can't give Menachem of his Al-Koponim, Nagel, in your name, therefore I decided, I'll tell the story. And I think the story happened on Pesach Sheni, which is the beginning of the Midah of Hoyd. The Chal Hoyd is connected to the Kiduah. Netzach and Hoyd are the three Yarchin, the 2 feet of a person. Right? And it was Pesach Sheni, the moral is, since Kevon was the Kerfafalon, there's never no Yish by Pesach Sheni, you know. And you'll soon see how it connects to open up to Lag BaOmer. I'm telling you, Bechal, the reason is, because that's Pesach Sheni, which is Bechal, the beginning of the first day of Hoyd. Lag BaOmer is Hoyd Sheba Hoyd, which is b'chal, a gewaldige time for tefillis. That's why the Minig Yisrael is leaders of the keshes, a bow on Lag BaOmer. Keshes is Rosh Hashanah, Shema, Kol Tefillah, Seinu. Kiyodua. That's why in Shulchan Aruch is brought the Sibid, what day of the week will Lag BaOmer fall out? Same day as Pur, Plag. Right? Plag, Lekim, Oli, Mayim, all Gan Ramal. Hello? Yeah? Well, I could just like Purim, there's a din called the Poshet Yad. No, you simply Purim, we say, Mashe Los Nefi Nos Loch. Right? And Plag is Gimatria Yabik, Imakoilu. And Yabik stands for what? Yaneinu Biyem Koreinu. Just like Purim is a time when you could ask for anything. Is Alderach the Lag BaOmer, is the Sforim, the Moshe Rosenbedorfer says, the whole theme of Lag BaOmer, it's a Yoim Kabbalah Satfilis. As Chazal say, Kedai Reb Shimon Lismechal B'Shas Atchak. And the Chaim says, as Apostle, the Rishon Rebbe, Apostle says, Ki Achuyshech Ichase Oretz V'Arafel L'Umim, V'alayich yizrach Hashem kvoydi alayich yiroeh. The last words, alayich yizrach Hashem kvoydi alayich yiroeh, is gimatria eis tzora, 765, which is gimatria of Shimon ben Yochai. And as others, you know, then you can rely on Shimon ben Yochai in eis tzora, even when it's dark, whatever, over the Eivish shines through. And therefore it's brought in Pasuk, said this morning, Karev Hashem l'chol k'irav, l'chol asher yikru'u be'emes, right? The Suchina Rebbe, the Milchus Yehuda says, yikru'u be'emes, is right to 765, which is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. When be'emes brings in Zohar HaKadosh, it says, kol min shmaya nafka, it was a heavenly voice that cried out, v'omar zakoyin chulkech Rabbi Shimon. Fortunate is your portion. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gozer va'at mevatlich. The Eibush is going to Xerus. You're mevatlich Xerus. Va'alecha ksiv on you. The pasuk says, "Ritzoyin yirei of Yasser." So the Rebbe brings, and this is made as a way of introduction, that the Arizal says that when you say the Baruch Ato Hashem, the Shem Avaya, in the Baruch of Sfiras Oimer, you mechavin, it's not Freyach Tanash, Kerkenu, Ober Havaya B'mili Alfin, Yud, K, Hey and Aleph, etc., Vav, Aleph, Vav, etc., which is the Gematria of 45, which is the Gematria of Odom. And the simple meaning for an Avoidas Hashem is the whole Avoida, as we'll discuss, of Sfiras Oimer, is the Shema, which is the Avoid, which is the Gematria Odom, to become a Mensch. Sfiras Oimer is a korban of what? Meichel Behema, right? And the avodah Sfiras Oimer, as we'll discuss, is to become a mensch, become an odom. Nasa odom nemar bavurech. And through that, the pasuk says tmimus tiyena. Says the Suchina Rebbe, tami meis. You get rid of misa. Rishon Yechoy, right? Because, as we'll soon discuss, the whole idea of Rashbi is the tikkun for the chet Adam Harishon, upon which it says, "Biyoyim achol chomimenu mois tomus." And since Rashbi is midas ha-emes, you bring the alufish ha-olam, the aluf, into meis, and you get emes. And therefore, the pasuk says, "Ritzoyin yirei of yasa rotsin is gimachia like ba'imir ki yadu," as everyone knows in Makayil, right? And as the Ne'el Melech says, Yisrael are oisin tzaddikim, are oisin ritzoyin yishol makom. They create a rotsin by the Eibishter that they should want to mashpia bracha to call Yisrael. And therefore, the pasuk says, "Was the last words of Shem Bayechoy was the pasuk ki sham siva Hashem es abrocha." Sham refers to Meiron, right? Meiron is gimach. I said many times to the mashkiach based on the ma'aseh of the Satmarov. I'm not going to repeat it again. They were dancing, hey of. They went to the Arizal and Sfas, and the Satmarov was going back to Yerushalayim. They stopped off at Meiron, and they asked the Shaila, Shaila the Margolis, from the Kubolim, "Are you allowed to dance 9 days?" So the Satmarov answered by Reb Shimon, "State oiz v'cheva b'mekoyim." So the mashkiach, Sol Gesundheit, pointed out, "Oiz v'cheva b'mekoyim is gimach shir Meiron." Always happiness, always joy. You're looking at me like, "Oiz v'chedva b'mekoyim is gimashia meron." B'mekoyim, right? So therefore, kisham, siva, Hashem es abrocha, right? Which is at oilam, chayim at oilam, that even b'zman hazeh, on the day of Lag Ba'omer, one could tap in to the refuahs and the brachas. Well, the yard side of a tzaddik is called the hilula. Hilula means a chasim. So the Baal ha'ilula is like a chosim. The minig Yisrael is the Eibush is tichah kif min hagi Yisrael. A chosin you give, drash a drashe geshank. You give matonas to the chosin. As the Mashkiach points out, it's fair shleima. By us, when we start with chesed shebechesed, the 33rd day is hoyd shebehoyd. What if you work the other way around? As the Eibush gives la'ap shvidah shebenegdi, then the 33rd day is, you know what? Tiferes shebetiferes. Which tiferes is matan Torah. Hello. You know what he says the moiyti gavort? Tiferes Shebe Tiferes is Gimatria Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadosh Ami Yisrael Yechupa V'Kiddush. Mamash Echasana Hilula. And therefore it's a day that all the brachas are available. And therefore I'm telling you the story. If in the beginning hoyd, you could already tap into brachas and refuahs and yeshuas, whatever you need. Ham Achas Kama V'Kama on the holy day of Lag B'Omer. So that's introduction number one. Introduction number two, before I begin the shir, I was just this week in Prague. The second day we were in Prague. And I mentioned to the Chevra, the Keta from a drosha that Rav Nosson Gestetner once said in Yudzayin Ir, Erev Lag B'Omer. Yudzayin Ir, as you may know, is the yard site of anybody? Yehuda, right? So he said a drash in the Altenoyshu, a shul which is mamish in existence, the oldest shul in Europe from the time of the Tanoid. So he mentioned the medrash in Shir Shir. Even achas choysu beis medrash in Rebbe Lezer. There was an even in the beis medrash Rebbe Lezer. Was Ragod, was Horkinus, the Rebbe of Akiva, the Rebbe of Shir Bechoy. Vahoysu miuchedis loyli yeshiva. Pam achas nichdus Rebbe Shua. And he went vehischil noishikas o even. He kissed the stone. Omar even has zois doimel har Sinai. Vezeshe yoshev ala doimel arayin habris.
Doimel
what? Arayin habris. The ark. Interesting, yeah. Why Dafka did Rabbi Shua say this Dafka to Rabbi Lezer? I'm older tonight. So Rabbi Losi Gishtetna said, I'm moiri to Gemara. We'll just soon see how it fits in. What do we know about this the Besmedrish by Rabbi Lezer? Everyone knows the Gemara, every school child knows the Gemara about Metziah Daf and Tess, with the Tano Shalach Noi. Great debate, Rabbi Lezer Metare, and Rabbi Lezer says, if I'm correct, let the Choruv Chipri. And the Choro tree, the buck, the carob tree is only uprooted. If I'm correct, Amas Mayim, the canal should root it. It's not flowing the wrong way. No, good way, probably not bad in Irish. He said, if I'm correct, let the Kuisle be Samed to Shechich. And they started coming down. Says the Gemara, Gor Behem Rebishua. Rebishua started screaming against the walls of Beis Medrash that are beginning to collapse. And he said, Tamidi Hachom Menatchim Zezeb Alochem Atem Batifchem. Chachamim are fighting a mechamta shel Torah. What do the walls, the stones got an opinion here? But interesting, pointed out in Rosh Hashanah, you don't find that Rabbi Shua was goyer, not in the Amas Mayim, not in the carob tree. That's go by the walls. He started getting. So he said a moiri to Gemara. I think there's also a gewaldige pshat. It's a gewaldige Musa Haskel. If you have a machlokes in a loch, see whatever. Tzutabi lechamim menatzchen zeh. So there's those people who come to the rabbi doctor, the guy in history and archaeology department, sociology department, anthropology department. They should be mechavadas. There's not even a havam, you know. You're outside of the besmedit. What's us do upsadeya here? Give the rabbi doctor stick to university. What's us do a daya here in the machlokes and aloch and in Tana Shofnut? You're not even, no one takes you seriously. Nervous. The Kuis the Besmedrish, they're in the Besmedrish. You're the Besmedrish here. You're the Machsiki Hatoy. A guy gives money. You ever see a guy gives money to Yeshiva, whatever? Oshiyan Azus. So he meets them all. He feels he's the Kuis the Besmedrish. He's already, I get geld. I can, as our day is all and shit is, well. So Rabbi Shua says, I'll get in fine. Right, you're Takashayach to the Besmedrish, you're the Machziki HaTorah, or Berubu Tami Lechama Menatzkan Zuzu Baloch of Atem HaTivim. In days, you know, in Hada, the Anholus HaMoysid, that's not your Geshef. Okay. Oy Bazoi Shtel Shalvi, so why did Rabbi Ezra Godel bring a Raya from the Chorub, from the Karim tree, and the Amas Mayim, and the Chorub of Besmedrish? Says Rabbi Ezra Geshef, I'm very good. The Kedusha of a Tzaddik is such that he has an effect not only on himself, but on Welt, on that room. So first of all, the world is divided to Doimim Semeya Chayim and Daber. There's the inanimate world, the mineral kingdom, the vegetable kingdom, the animal kingdom, and man. Rabbi Lezer's Kedusha was so powerful that even the carob tree outside was affected by the Kedusha, and it's going to prove the godless and the Yosher of Shittas Rabbi Lezer. Then comes the next one, even the Amas Mayim. Mayim is the Chadoimim. Maybe that could prove it. No, Mayim for it, it flows. Yeah, Mayim Chayim. We're now going to take the third level, even Amamish Adoimim Shabadoimim, the Avonim of the Beis Medrash, and that will prove it. Says Rabbi Yeshua, no, don't mix it. Mishnah Shnayim. So what happens? Because of the Kedusha of Rabbi Yeshua, it's like on a slant, the Tower of Pisa, right? Is the charaya that both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer, their kedusha was so powerful that it able to have an effect on the kuyt of the smetch. And he teaches that sort by Yankee Bavino, which says, Vayikach me avne amokim, vayosim me rashoizu. Right? What's the time older than machlo? You ever hear, I don't know, my garden, you must have stones. You ever hear stone, your stone talk to each other? Let's talk. Now, when Yankee is dear, the kedusha of Yankee, the Bechir Sheva Oviz, who's one of the Dalid, upon him in the Merkovo, even the Doimim has a day here, even the Doimim wants to do something. That's what you find by Yankov Avinu, which says, Right? When Yaakov comes to meet Rachel by the well over there, by the bear. Yeah? Hello? Says Rashi, Ka'odom shemaver apkak me'alpiyatz luchis lo'idiyah shekoichligol. Tell you the prowess, the power of Yaakov Avinu that he was able to. Hello? If you're Yaakov, the Tushbachos of all the other Zagdoshim, hello, the Merkovitz, you know, the fact that you're a strong man, you lifted barbells, you know, went to the it's totally irrelevant by Yaakov Avinu that he had the Kuyach. The guy that in the Python on Shmini Atzeres, by Geshe, what do you say? Yichid Lev, by Yagel Evan, whatever. It came when he was so bedvekis to Hashem that had an effect, but his kedusha was so powerful that he took off the Evan like being maver the pekak be'al gabe atzlus. In other words, the emes of kedusha is when you have an effect dafka unveiled and it's brought in this aron from the kaliner. The kedusha going down like ba'omer. The lashon is v'rashbi mezachich gufen shel yisrael lo'ulam. Sayin mokim and sayin zman. The zichuch, the bearer of the mato of welt, right? The fadakal like ba'umer has the kuyach to mashpia, hashpos neflois, yeshuas refuas, and therefore rashpi, everyone knows, stands for yushpa shefa rav bechol. That's all oilimus. And that's why everyone knows the positive name, b'sori echzel. The kab, b'sori is Rosh Hatevis, scrap of the letters. You get the word rashpi. Different zohar kodesh, rashpi is called the tzadik is an oilim, what together, but tzadik is an oilim. Because I'll say the Achid Shmaya V'Ara, who connects heaven and earth. It's not, you know, you could be a tzaddik and your neshama go flying up to Atik and Arach and Man Ban and all, and I say, Eilim, Shkoyach, big deal. What if it could be? The kunz is to Megala, the Elikuls, down here in this world, in Welt. That's why Sofer says, famously, I'm not going through the Gemara in Pezayin, but that's connected to why the Chitas Sofer, the mon started falling. That's the idea of Lechem Abirim Achol Ish, that even down here you're able to connect yourself to that Madrega. Therefore, Alderach says the Eilus Ephraim, which is written by the Kuyachu, who also had this supposed to be at his caver in Prague this week. It's Chazal say, Eimus Ahim, Sheva Shabbos is Tumimus Tiena. When are the Eimus Ahim Tumimus? Why does the Eilus Ephraim says, why Dafka is it called Ritzoyin Shal Mok? Everyone knows Mokim is Shem Avaya Bako. Yud times Yud, K times K, 186. But what's Ritzoyin Shal Mok? Says the Eilus Ephraim, a Moiriti Gevort. 186, Mokim is Gimatria Tzav plus Kis. What does that mean, Tzav plus Kis? Tzav, he says, refers to the Neshama. Tzav, 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 Hebrew, to be connected. The Neshama is one attached to Hashem. Kis refers to the kis, the garment, the levush. Right? And the purpose is, G'sha'isen ritzoyni shel mokim, that even the garment, even the chitzoyni, even the velt, the gashmi is also connected. Tzav plus kis, then you get the place of mokim. And Rav Shor brings a Meir Tikvar from Shimon Zelichov, Hashem Yikavdom. One of the Mamash, I don't know if you know about him. Gan HaGu'inim, the Emes said on him, he was the biggest Eloi, the biggest Yadin in all the Poilu. He has a corn with Amman. My Mechitin learned by him, he was Rashiv in Atvotsk, in Lubavitch for a while, then he was in Yachal, in whatever, in Lublin. Gan HaGu'inim, Mamash, most genius people in the world. So he brings that the Rosh Hatevish, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Alikenu, Hashem Nechov, is Gimachi Levush. Which Nagel in Yonenu, that the goof becomes a levush to the Shama, and the other letters of Shema Yisrael, right, is 786, which is Gimatria, anybody? Shutif. That the goof and the Neshama become Shutfim Zelozeh, which is the Indian, also 786 is Gimatria of the Sephardim, right? Sephardim Lechem. Odom Ubehema, Toshia is Gimatria. Anyone out there? 786, which is Gimatria Svartim, which is Gimatria Shutiv, which is Gimatria, the other letters of Shema Yisrael. That means to connect the Gashmias and the Ruchnias, the Havayin, the Likim, the Lamailim, and the Teva, and Teva, physical and spiritual, all of this. And therefore, all the Behemoth, the Shia Hashem, is Taka Gimatria, Meshir Bayachoy. What does this mean? We should explain this in Everyone says the same idea. Everyone knows the Gemara in Shabbos. You don't got to be a genius to figure out what tafel is, because tafel I'll be given. Right? The Gemara says that Reb Shimon and his son Reb Elezer have mishalchum and nayu v'avias ve'atzav arayu b'chol. They took off their clothes and they were sitting in the sand up to their neck. Right? Why? Because they were scared. The years will be in the Myra. That clothes will wear out. The Eibishter, what are they going to eat? So the Eibishter sends a carob tree and a mayim, right? So food, drink, he could do, but the Eibishter can't, he's not into the clothes business. He's making miracles already. Hello? You with me? Elio is coming every day. Yeah, you know? What's the problem? So the Svarim say, there's something symbolic here. David HaMelech says, Hitziya mi mizgir nafsh, take me out of the constraints, the parameters, the limitations of physicality. That's why the famous story of Darizal, that Rabbi Avraham Halevi was standing above him and he saw he was sleeping, and he was talking in his sleep. So he wakes up, what are you doing here? He says, he was wondering, the Rebbe was talking. Huh? So Darizal said he was learning the parsha of Bilam and his osing, right? And he said what was nisgalah to him then was not nisgalah afilu to Tanoim. And he says if he would spend 80 years non-stop, day and night, 24/7, right? He couldn't reveal in 80 years the sages that he revealed in that years. Because that is, once the neshama leaves the goof, it's able to fly in the heavens, and he could... In other words, as I always said last time, I said last few shurim, the kusnas or with an ayin, by Rishon Bayachoyu, Dimei, became kusnas or with an aleph. And that's why there was a minig Yisrael of... At the Madura, unlike Ba'imir, as they do it today, but Yom Yomim used to burn Begodim Yikorim. And Tzadikim, the Rishon, send fancy clothes to burn. And there were a lot of Ma'arim, the Shalom Eishiv, the whole discussion, but you got Tashas. So the Yeshua's Malka, you feel good, they explained what is the reason for burning garments? Because Rashbi and Rebbe Lezer in the Myra, We're not wearing garments. Why were they not wearing garments? Oh, who ushered the Bible? Because the emes is they came to the Madrega of Odom Arishin prior to the Chet Eitz Hadas. When it says they didn't wear clothes, that was the Madrega. In other words, you find the Zohar, the Zohar says, I said this before many times, Ishtatach Rebchir, Rebchir went to Mishtateach on the cave of Rashbi. The Noshak LaAfra, he kissed the earth on the grave, Miron. The Omer, Afra, Afra, Kama At Kadal, Kshi Kadal. How arrogant, how Kshay Eirif are you? Kama At Bachatzifu. The Chol Machmod, the Eini Yuzbalul, Cholamudin, the Heira, the Alma, Teichol, the Teichol. All the great pillars of light of the world, the great, you're going to devour, you're going to dissolve, you're going to, what's the word? The body decomposes. And it goes back, Yofra, Atav, Atav, Atav. And you're Mizgah, you're like, and then he says, Ishtoim Mirichot. He thought a minute, and he said, Afra, Afra, Luit is Goy. Lo Yismasu Mecha Amud, the Alma, the Harashvir, Mechoy, Lo Yisbalbuch. Amud will not be devoured by you, because Hashir, Mechoy, right, will not be. Why? Because Hashir, Mechoy was Mezachich, his goof, in the Meira, that we were not wearing clothes. To that extent, he became like Adam Rishon prior to the Chet. Which there's no, it's kula ruchnius. Like by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, v'layod ha'ishas kvurosoi, right? So why was he buried? So the Gemara says, so that he dalid, because of the chaper al chet ha'po'er. But not for himself. And if we all know the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Gimel, where the Gemara says, Rebbe Elazar was very big, and he took out fat from his stomach, operation. And he took it out in the summer, in the heat of the summer, in the thing, to see if, take a test, see if it'll dissolve, if it'll rot. And it didn't. It was untouched. Said, oh, now I know that by me will be Mekuyim the Pasuk, Af Bisori, Yishkun Levet. Bisori, scramble the letters to get the word. Rashbi, said before, right? That means even the Gashmius became Ashtikul Ruchnis. What's the Pasuk say before that? Af Bisori, Yishkun Levet. Lochen Yogel. Lochen. Lochen Yismach Libi. As the Libi is the lay the first 32 days of Omer. The Yogel Kavodi is Gal Yudvav. from Lag BaOmer, there's 16 days. After sorry, Rashbi Yishkin Levetach. Right? That's why the Gemara says here in Baba Metzia that either from 18 years till 22 years, we're not sure, after Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon passed away, they didn't want to bury him. His wife kept him in Dalia. All kinds of stories there. Until it became known, until Rashbi came to, in a cholam, tacholam, how could, you know, whatever time has come, and they wanted to bury him. But the people didn't, the people of the town where he passed away, didn't want to release the body, because as long as their blazer was lying there, no chayaroa came into their neighborhood. So that's cool. Finally, it was Erev Yom Kippur, and the people were torrid and busy. They sent a group of chachamim, like the commandos, and they chapped the guf, and they took him to Meiron. And when they came to Meiron, what did they find? There was a nochash, the Gemara. There was a serpent, like coil around, and they wouldn't let anyone in. So they said to him, nochash, nochash, like beat it, scram, that the son should come in by his father. And the nochash, and the chura, you ever speak to nochashim? No? Did they listen to you? If you could speak to them? No. Why here? Explain this for him, Akhlishim. The Gemara says it's heading off the test. Statement of Rashim and Manasseh. Chaval shamish godol she'oved min ha'oil. She'el molei niskalil ha'nochash. If not for the fact that the nochash was cursed, kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael ha'yem izdamen le'ishtei nochashim. You would have two snakes, two serpents. One would go le'tzofein, one would go le'dorim, and they would meshager to you, sal doivim, toivim, ve'avon toivim, ragol. They bring you... The Zerakovich, the Rapshitzer says, Nochash Nun Cheshin stands for Shoimer Nafshish Chasidov. The Nochash was supposed to be a shaman, it's for good. It's like a klipa. It's a klipa which is Shoimer Laperi, right? Supposed to protect. Therefore, when the Nochash will be Mesukin, Nochash Gimashi Mashiach. When the Nochash will be used for, be elevated, and therefore the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, when he passed away, they also wanted to bring him into to lie in Meiron, and the Nachash would let. And a baskel came out and said, not that his father Blaz is greater than him, he's also a great man. Nervos, he went through Tzar of the Meira, and he did. The Tzar of the Meira, being 12, 13 years in the sand, in the Meira, etc., etc., he was, Mubshir Bayachoy was Mizdachich, his goof. Hello? That's why. Remember the story in the bathhouse that Pinchas Ben Yair was rubbing him, and he saw that he was full of going whatever, you know, and he started crying, and the salty tears went in like quotes in Tzaras, and he says, "Oily sherasicha kach," and says, "On the contrary, if you wouldn't have seen me kach, you wouldn't have seen me." Beforehand, Shimon Ben Yochai would ask, and Pinchas Ben Yair would answer. Now everything that Pinchas Ben Yair asked, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai would answer Chaf Dalid 24 Tzirutzim. What is 24? Anybody out there? I know it's not because Friedman is safe for a whole Arich is 24. Same thing you find by Rav Yochai and Rish Lakish. Rav Yochai, what's 24? You remember it says that the Eibishter created Chava, Vayivi Eha El HaOdom, Vayel says in Zohar is Gimachir 24. He was Mekashitur Bechav Dalit Kishutikal. Yes? And, okay, whatever. And when man sins, it says, Ve'eva Oshis Bechav Elisha. Eva is Gimachia 24. Hello? That's what Eva stands for. Echa Yashra Badar here. All the Churi means 100 riots. Saibichiris Yosef. This is this hatred, this enmity that. You should have Chav Dalet, which is the Keshute Kala, which is the Luchas. How big were the Luchas?
Six.
Six by six? How much 6 by 6 and 6 is 12? How many Luchas were there in the two Luchas? Two? How much is 2 times 12? 24? Right? All the Luchas, Mizeh, Umizeh. What's that? 12. Umizeh, Vehem Ksuvim. Right? That was Madrega beforehand. Therefore, how many, everyone knows, I'm not going to Meir, because I said this in previous years. Rishir Bayachoy B'chin Shabbos, therefore in Masechta Shabbos, Allah is like Rav Shimon, hello? How many prokim are there in Masechta Shabbos? 24. It's all Kishut Tekala. Shabbos is Shabbos Malkos, Shabbos is a Kala. what is the avoda of Rav Shira Bayachoy to misakin the chet eitz hadas, which brought the eva, which brought the this hatred, where mankind lost the. Yeah. Akitzer amas. Therefore, we understand why Chazal say alisa lamorim shavisa shevi. And we discussed this in the past, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to get the Torah, and as the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, there was a kitzur gamalochim tzna hoitcha al hashemayim. So the Eibush of Moshe, so it says before Moshe with this Abber in Moshe at that time, the Nisham of Rashbi, see it's the same Nisham, see whatever, right? There are Lisa Lamorim, Shavisa, Shevi. Shevi stands for Shubri Chod, right? Because the Malachim Taidid in him on it. Rav Shir Meyachoy is the one who could bring the deepest of deep, the highest of high, down here in this world. Therefore, we understand why the Gemara says in Psochim that I'm atzeres be'inon nami lachem. That's what won the battle for us. Okay, the famous word from the Belzerov, Psochim by Belzerov. Where did you get the word? In Pirkei Avos, you say kachi darko shel pas melach teuchel, etc. Said the Belzerov, where did you get the word? If you're in the derech of Torah, the hachonah of Torah, derech is pas b'melech, teichol b'mayim v'surah tishta, v'alores tisha v'chayitzar tichil. Ober im ata oisekein, if you're able to understand the teachings of Hashem Yechud, and you understand that the Gashmi is really Ruchnis, and there's no such independent gather of Rishus, there's no gray area, it's either youthful kingdom, and you, as the Trover says, you're a chila, you're siya, you're whatever. The Gemara says in Megill, in Chagigah, that man has six character traits. In three, he's comparable to Malach Yashoris. In three, you're comparable to Bein. Right? Yeshal Das ke Malach Yashoris. Yeshal Kei Meskufa ke Malach Yashoris. Medabim Malach Nakedish Malach Yashoris. On the other hand, Uichlim Vishoysim ke Behema. Parim Veravim ke Behema. Matzin Re'i ke Behema. And the kunz of life, 50-50. Is that the inyonim of Achilu Shtia v'chulu should also be done in Dikdusha, and then you're able to have a roiv. The only thing you can't do is the physical body, material. That's why the Chazal say that the Darshan of Rebbe said that Rav Tzvi Chachamim passed away with Chol Mayim. That's the last of the sixth Simon. Whatever. But so you could use it as a chona, a hechsher mitzvah. That's kachi darker shulter. Ober mata oisekein. It becomes what's known as not a hechsher, but it becomes as an avoida tomo, avoida she'ein achra avoida. Then is Ashrecha ba'ilam hazev and b'toiv lach ilam habu. And that's why you see, I have no time to elaborate, but he brings a whole stira between the Ramak and the Arizal. The Ramak says, and it's Sefer HaGerushin, this is Gerushin, he's a Sefer that he wrote when he was on the way in exile. He writes that Rabbi Shimon Bayachoy Shimon is Shimon, second tribe, Shimon, hello, is Gvura. And Elazar is what? Kale is Chesed Kegoyim is Chesed, right? The Arizal says Pumfaker. Shimon is Chesed.
Shimon is what?
Chesed, which is which? I mean, Kiyudua that the Arizal they were two contemporaries. The Bible says Mi Yirpelach Mi stands for Moshe and Yitzchok. The Ramak and the Arizal. The Chaim Vital writes in the Sefer Achaz Yonis that he saw the Ramak standing there at the gate of the Beis Medrash, and he said, I'm not leaving you, tell me, who's right in Shita Kabbalah, the Ramak or the Arizal? So he said, Elu Ve'elu, or the Ramak is for Pshat, and the Arizal is an Oymek Hamiti. And in Shemaya, everyone goes according to the Arizal. So brings him Chaim Tal, right? So the Vel Taitchit, I was like, the Lachat Chilu Taka Reb Shimon was Gvurz. After the Meira, then you see the Gemara says, they went out and everything they saw, they burnt. Go back. Lachrav is Salami, it's awesome. At the 13th year, which Rabbi Gimel would turn, now already is a bit different. Now, whatever Rabbi Lezer burnt, Rabbi Shimon was, now already it changed. Now Rabbi Shimon became Sodom. When you mount the Gvuris, and you feel the Gvuris, the you're taking pause. Wait, I'll give you an example. The Gemara says, everyone knows the Gemara in the fifth parak of Brochus, right? Rabbi Shmuel says, Hanibal Derches, Rabbi Shmuel Bechoy says, Odom Chayrish B'das Karish, Terer Matayla. Oh, but the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel Bechoy, I feel the Korah Perechot Shachar is Kriyashba. You're Mekayim LeYomish. Says the Chemer, that was the Shita before the Meira, and that was Menachos is the Shita after the Meira. He became initially he was Gvurus, like his name Shimon, and later he was Mahapachit into Sodom. Because the idea of the Meira, he was Nizdachik, that even he appreciated the value now, even in the Gashmis. There's a pasuk which says, Lo Even the oven, ketana or gedoyl, gedoyl or ketana, which is gematria shirim bayachoy. What is even the oven, ketana gedoyl, right? Even says the Imre Yosef from the Spinker, b'shem is the v'chaim. But I'm furish a chazal and medrash. Torah is called even. The Yisrael Torah is called even. Even look Torah mitzvahs possible, right? On the other hand, the Yisrael is also called even. But Yisrael is labor even b'sach. One even fighting at the other even, right? Nervos. Therefore, by Yankel Vino, there was the Avonim Merivoy Zuazu. Should your Avoida be in Sur Mirash? Should your Avoida? Therefore, everyone, every different type of Evan said, Allah Yeni Yachsad the Kurishai. What did the Abishter do? The Kunz is Yankel Vino at the Veres. To Mechaber the Avonim become one Evan. The Iker is the Mazos of Vavoinem and Lefanecho, Vahafta Bechol Vavacho, to take the Yetzahara and change it into. So you shouldn't have an Evan for Evan, a Yetzahara, and a Yetzahara. The idea of that Gimachi Shim Bechoy is. And that's why Gvuris become this Hapich. The Paul says, by Yitzchok, by Yigdol Ish, Haloich Vigardel, Aki Godol Me'oid. Three times the word, right? Gardel, Tavram, Zyankim. The godless of Yitzchok is Dafka the Gvuris to become Sod. And therefore Chazal say, Kedaihu Ribshim and Lisbechalov, Beshasat Chak. When you Mahapich Velt into a Keli for Kedusha, that's the biggest chak is the golos, right? By the way, geulah stands for lag, lagoymer, because lagoymer the Eibush told the Ari that they're shemechoy. B'hai sifra diloch yufku megalus and zchus of zoyer, you don't got of golos, and the letters who, which is the missing letters of kiyalokes yutke, kiyadu. That's why Rav Shemechoy in Perkei Avos says the Rachagav shloisha she'ochlu al shulchan echad. And they said to Retaira is Geilu the eight from Shulchan Shemakim Shenemer. Yeah, though. Well, who's these three? What about four people? What about seven people? What about two people? What about a guy learning alone? So the Velt Taich is Shlisha. There's you. There's your Yetzirah, and there's your Yetzirah Tov. If you could sit in different Torah, the Chazal say Barosi Yetzirah, Barosi Torah Tavlin, then even the Achila becomes like you're eating Al Shulchan and Shulmokim. And that's the Shita of adapted that which is Odom. I said before, hello? By the way, the word Maton, where's the first time Rosh Hashanah appears in Shas? Brachas Nafet, you're not going to be a genius to figure it out. Hello? What did it say there? Said Rosh Hashanah, there are Shloisha Matonis Toivis that the Abish gave Kal Yisrael, the Kulam and Nitnu El Al Yidei. Yisurim, the Eluhain, Torah. Eretz Yisrael and Eilu Hash. Matona is Gimatria 495. Hello? Which is Gimatria what? 11 times Odom. Ma? Hello? 11 times 45 is 495. So how much if you have Matza Matona? How much is 3 times Matona? That's the 33rd day? Hello? Earth. 11 times 3. And you're not going to be a genius for that. So the three matonis, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba, that's given to us in Lag BaOmer. And it came through Yisurim, the Tsar of the Meira. And that's available for us to tap in. So in other words, simply for us, the Avodah of Sefiras HaOmer is the Megala, the Bechina Nasa Odom to become a man. I have no time to elaborate. That's what Rishim B'Yachai Darshins, Marn Yevamos. The word kivrei akum einam mitamim shenemar adam ki yamuzbeil atim kriyam adam ve'ein umzel. Ask Tosfos Alos. What do you mean? Pasuk says actually asa oizam ha adam v'chay b'hem and Chazal darshin that afilu what an akum shoyisik b'toyra etc. A goy could be called ha adam. He can't be called adam. Explains this Tosfos Emes in quite a few places. To have a godly part and a behemadik an nefesh like kis nefesh abamus. Even a goy has a nefesh of some kind of sort, right? He could be called ha'odom. There's a part of him which is spiritual. To be odom, not ha'odom. One indivisible mitzvahs of kedusha, you're able to mahapich the Nevesh HaBamis, the Milchus HaOilim, right, into something of kedusha. That's something dafka you didn't have. You remember Yankee Avinu again, the Smidus Tatzav Eretz, etc. He had an epic battle with the Malach of Esav, and what happened? I'm starting the story. I start off with. So the Arizal says he was poigin in which midah? Take a guess. The midah void. And eventually, and it says, that was the tikkun of the midah void. That's why I start off with the story about feet. Right? With Yerach. Right? Yeah? And the Chassid Sofer said, by his favorite this week, right? That refers to the Vateka Yerach Yankov, the Pagana Midas Ahoy. Chazal said, the Gemara says in Brachas Tafun Ches, Hoy Zeh, Beisami, Beirachurabit. And when you're able to Masakin the Ragel of Shal Odom, which is the Gelt, the Velt, the Mamadi Shal Odom, and to make it something of Kiddusha, right? Then that's the Tikkun of Rashbi, who's Hoy Cheb Ahoy, which comes to Masakin the Pagam of Vateka, the Ma. And therefore you change from Yaakov, struggling, wrestling, to Yisrael, Kisarizim, Kim Vanoshim, and the Tikkun of Hoy brings us to the ultimate, to the Geula, and to all, Kalmiri, the Mitzvah. But oh, the point I'm trying to make is, Hevra, you have Lag BaOmer, that every minute is so precious. There's so many people have so many Tzoros in Kal Yisrael. Chaperein, so you use time, but say a bit of Tillim, to be responsible, to learn. And the Avish Helfin, you should listen, Keshes is Shemeya called Tvilaseinu for all of Kal Yisrael. Thank you.